Hi, it's Miriam Castilla here, and I'm going to tell you why you need to stop ignoring your money. So stick around. Are you ignoring your money? And I don't mean, you know, totally ignoring, but I mean, do you avoid maybe paying your bills or opening your bills or organizing your banking or sorting out your tax? If you're doing any of those things, then you're actually ignoring your money. And if you want to start attracting more money into your life and have your money start to grow and multiply, you're going to need to put a stop to that. And I'll tell you why. Number one, money is just another form of energy, right? So you want to make sure that you're really tuned in to that energy. And when you keep pushing it away, you're not tuned into it. You are pushing it away. You're saying, I don't want that thing in my life. You're refusing to pay it attention. And remember that what you focus on expands, because you are a conscious being of pure unlimited potential. So it is with your focus that you flow your energy, your consciousness, your awareness, and you literally affect the matter around you, because all is one and all is energy, and you are energy with consciousness, which means you are like an artist sculpting the clay. So what you focus on expands. And if you focus on tracking your money, watching the income grow, celebrating that your money's doing what you actually want it to do, you'll get more of that in your life. And that's what we're looking for, right? And the last thing about starting to track your money that's incredibly helpful is it actually gives you a sense of confidence and empowerment. So energetically, it means it raises your vibration. You start to become more empowered around money. You start to feel good about money, and that actually serves to attract more. And I haven't even mentioned all the practical benefits of actually paying attention to your money. You see, in my previous career as a finance advisor, that's all I focused on. And it works, absolutely, but it was still much harder than it needed to be. But now, as a manifesting mentor, as an infinite possibilities trainer, and as a hypnotherapist, I've worked out how to marry the magical with the practical. And that magical stuff, that energy-related vibrational stuff I've just talked about, that really needs to come first. Because if you don't get that sorted, then the rest is just really much harder than it needs to be. So really think about that. You know, you need to stop ignoring your money if you want to have more of it. Pretend money is a friend. Would you just ignore them and expect them to still come around? I think not. Okay, if you're ready to start delving a little bit deeper and really starting to fine-tune those vibrational aspects and then being able to marry them with the practical aspects, then I've got the perfect resource to help you get started. You'll find the link in the description of this video, and it is my 5 reasons you're not manifesting more money and what to do about it checklist. And it's not just a checklist, it's actually a lovely little package that helps you manifest more money, because on that checklist you will find the link to a training I did on this, so that you can get even more in-depth information, understanding, and really start tweaking and start attracting more money to you. Until next time, I'm so excited to watch you embrace your unlimited potential. I'm Miriam Castilla. Bye for now.